Right now, for some time, national headlines have been dominated by an investigation into possible links between Russian hackers and our most recent presidential election. And now a new report is showing alerts of hackers targeting state government systems in Wisconsin spiked near the April and November elections last year.
Keegan Kyle joins us now. He's a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin investigative team. Keegan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So first, can you give us some details of what this report found? What kind of hacking activity are we looking at?
There are two different kind of metrics that we looked at when we were looking at hacking of state government systems that were really unusual around the elections last year. One is called vulnerability attacks, in which a person is kind of assessing state networks for holes in their security. So they're kind of looking for where they could possibly exploit a system. The other type of metric that we looked at that was really unusual is called broken password attacks, or it's basically an indication that someone is repeatedly guessing passwords and getting them wrong. So this isn't necessarily always a suspicious thing. You know, you and I probably get our passwords wrong occasionally, but it's the number of alerts that really made these two different things than usual around the April and November elections last year.
And how much of a spike were we seeing around those very specific times, the April election and then the November election?
Right. So we'll start with the April election. For vulnerability attacks, you know, looking for holes in state systems, the state usually, for every day of the past 2 years, the state usually logs fewer than 60,000 of these alerts. And a few days before the April 5th presidential primary, the state logged more than 150,000 of these vulnerability alerts. And it was the largest spike, I think, or it was one of the largest spikes of the last 2 years. The largest spike actually happened a couple weeks after the November election, around the time that Green Party candidate Jill Stein announced her petition for a recount. The number spiked up to 800,000, or more than 800,000, which was the highest single-day peak of the past 2 years.
So those are really significant numbers.
Right. What's important is to know that those numbers don't necessarily reflect the number of people that were trying to get into state systems. It could be one person or, you know, a handful of people who created programs that just repeatedly kind of looked for holes in state systems. So that the scale of the numbers is what makes it really suspicious, is that it was, you know, in the weeks after the November election, it was a more than tenfold increase above this kind of normal daily peak that the state sees.
And so how did you and other reporters get access to this information, to this data about these spikes in hacking attempts?
I filed a open records law request for reports, monthly reports from the past 2 years that the state cybersecurity folks used to kind of track these alerts. So we invoked this open records law, and the state responded by turning over these documents to us, which revealed for the first time these spikes. Previously, the state has told people that there have been no successful breaches of state systems. What these reports revealed for the first time is that there were spikes in attempts to breach state systems. So it was a new thread of information about what was kind of going on behind the scenes around the elections last year.
So this data is showing that there was a spike in attempts. The government is saying that there have not been successful attempts, but do we know that to be true? Is there evidence that these were all unsuccessful attempts?
Well, we've asked the government to clarify how it knows that none of these attempts were successful. And so far, we've received kind of a vague explanation, which is, you know, the government has many IT professionals and IT systems looking at these types of issues, and using those professionals in these systems, you know, they're confident that the systems haven't been breached. But we haven't received any more technical information beyond that.
We're talking right now with Keegan Kyle. He's a reporter with the USA Today Network Wisconsin investigative team. And we're talking about a report that they've issued that looks at a spike in attempted hacking activity around last year's April and November elections in Wisconsin. So, Keegan, do we know where the hacks are originating?
A little bit. So we specifically asked the state whether these spikes in attempts were targeting state election systems because the timing seemed a little suspicious. And what the state came back and told us is that these spikes were not specifically targeted at election systems. They were attempts to breach across the entire state network. So Governor Walker's administration handles cybersecurity for not only state election systems, but also all other sorts of networks and state agencies that handle sensitive data. And so what we were able to look at so far was the specific, we looked at the statewide total number of spikes, and then we were also able to look a little bit more at election systems. So what we were able to learn was that election systems were not solely targeted by these spikes, but they were part of the spike. So the spikes in April, at least, we also saw a significant spike in vulnerability scans around that time.
In your article, one of the points that was made by the state was that in Wisconsin, not necessarily in every state, but in Wisconsin, the election data and election software management is really decentralized, and that machines and the systems are actually controlled at a very local level. So a hack at the very highest level would not actually necessarily put all of those different election bodies in danger. Does that ring true to you?
Well, so one kind of theory that's emerged out of last year in some cybersecurity experts that I've talked to is that attempts to hack election systems throughout the country was not really targeting changing votes or changing voter registration databases, but that this was part of an effort to kind of undermine confidence in the election system. And I only mention that because it's sometimes very hard to read about what is the purpose of attacks. So there were successful breaches last year in Arizona and Illinois of voter registration systems databases, but their actual databases that were involved in counting votes were not impacted as part of those breaches.
And so are the governor's office or the Department of Justice or the Department of Administration, which oversees a lot of the IT for the state, are they giving any indications of what steps they will be taking with this information, or if they're not that concerned?
The Department of Justice declined to comment when we asked them about these reports. We've requested additional information from the Department of Administration, which falls under Governor Scott Walker, and we hope that may shed some more light on what was kind of involved in these spikes and what has the state done about them. So we're hoping that this story will continue and we'll have more details in the future.
And have you had contact with investigative journalists in other states who might be seeing similar issues in their own states? Have you been able to, kind of team up with anyone else on this?
No, I haven't done that. But I did talk with cybersecurity experts who have heard of similar types of bumps. They call them bumps in alerts of possible breaches or potential attacks in other states, and suggested that journalists request similar types of reports to see if it's happening elsewhere.
Well, Keegan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Keegan Kyle is a reporter with the USA Today Network Wisconsin investigative team. We've been talking about a recent report showing hacking activity targeting state government systems in Wisconsin. Those hacking attempts spiked near the April and November elections last year.